So, Andrew, it's been a grind for this team for a lot of the year. At one point recently, 90 or 10 wins was by one goal.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you guys are starting to get a little bit of space, a little bit of breathing room. The offense is going on. Are we seeing a bit of an evolution in this team at this moment?
I don't know. I feel like our identity is just kind of always staying in the fight. And, you know, no matter what's going on, we're pretty even keel. I feel like whether we're down or we're up, and I think that's kind of led to some comebacks that you saw earlier in the year. And, you know, when we get out to big leads, we're pretty good at keeping them. Not that we've had that many this year, but I don't know. I feel like we're just continuing on like an upward trajectory. I feel like we've gotten better, you know, as each week has gone on maybe. I feel like we just get a little bit crisper, a little bit cleaner. So, yeah, I just feel like we're heading in the right direction.
When you look at the success that this team has had so far in the season, what role has Hellebuck played?
The biggest role possible. He's definitely been our MVP so far this year. I think he's won us a few games. He's kept us in a lot of games. Yeah, he's been fantastic back there, and our PK has really turned a corner, and part of that's, you know, what we're doing up ice, and part of that is just, you know, having a lot of faith and trust in him back there to make the save when he needs to. So, yeah, I feel like he's been, you know, definitely our MVP so far.
Claim Nick Shore, he's coming in here. This team's done a great job of bringing in guys and making them part of the team. What does that look like? What's the next 24, 48 hours going to look like as far as bringing Nick Shore in and making him feel like a Winnipeg champ?
Yeah, I think I know his brother. I play with his brother at the U.S. program, so a little bit of familiarity there. College guy, always fits in nicely in the room. It's weird how that works. I think just you kind of reach out, trying to have a little conversation with him tomorrow, and yeah, go from there. Once you get in a game, you start talking on the bench, you start, you know, giving him pats for a good shift or whatever it is. I think he starts to feel it, you know, right away. So hopefully we can, you know, get him in the mix right away and make him feel important. And because we're going to need, you know, everybody, and obviously anybody that comes in here and plays is going to be an important part of the team going forward. So I'm not exactly sure what the plan is for him, but it could be an important piece for us.
Their coach said after the game last night it was the worst game they've played this year. Just based on that, do you expect a fiery group?
Expect their best tomorrow for sure. Especially in these back-to-back situations, playing the same team kind of used to in college, it was always hard to beat the same team twice in a row. So we know we'll get their best tomorrow night for sure.
What do you say? College guys, funny how they fit in. What do you mean?
Well, it just seems like they're always, you know, the best guys in the room. I don't know. Most complete, most well-rounded. I don't know.